The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Over 30 road safety advocacy bodies have declared no confidence in the Road Safety Authority. We asked the Road Safety Authority to come on air this evening to defend its position. It gave us a statement instead of giving us somebody to come and talk to us. This, although there have been 58 deaths on Irish roads this year, which is 16 more than recorded at the same stage in 2023, which was itself the worst year for fatalities on Irish roads in a decade. The Road Safety Authority is welcome to come on and discuss rather than having me read a statement for them. So let's talk to those who've lost confidence. First, Jason Cullen, Chair of the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Why have you signed the statement saying the RSA is no longer fit for purpose?
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. I mean, it's fairly clear once you look at the RSA's own milestones that they're failing to meet why the collection of groups have come together to put out their concern of no confidence in the RSA. They've set a milestone themselves, the Vision Zero plan, which is to reduce road deaths. And 2024 marks the first milestone year, and that's to reduce deaths to 122 on our roads. And you just said yourself there, we're at 58. It's almost 50% of the way there in the first quarter alone. So at this stage, it's quite clear they're not going to meet their own milestone.
But how are they to blame for that, for what happens on our roads?
Well, they're the ones that oversee our road safety. It's the core function of the Road Safety Authority to make sure our roads are safe to travel on for all users. And they themselves, in their own financial plans, oversee a 3.8 billion euro spend across various sectors to hit 50 high impact milestones or high impact actions, as they say themselves, to make our roads safer. But we've had no evidence of that. Over the 3 years of the plan so far, we've had year-on-year increases in road deaths and increases in serious injuries. So, you know, whilst they were quite effective early on in their organisation in reducing road deaths since 2020, 2021, it's just been going up and up and up.
Okay, but how much of this might be down at the same time to lack of Garda enforcements on the roads? And I have to be very sensitive in how I say this, because obviously there's 58 people have lost their lives and there are many families left behind who are mourning their deaths, and there's been many, many others injured. But in some cases, could it be down to bad driving practices on our roads and that people are not behaving as they should on the roads, which leads to lots of minor accidents as well? Which, how can you blame the Road Safety Authority for people's own behaviour?
Well, here's one of the tragic failings of the Road Safety Authority. It's their responsibility and their remit to share that information that they themselves gather on those road incidents. And in the last 8 years, they've been failing to share that information to local councils and local governance so that they can implement safer roads. And they've been citing GDPR as a reason that they haven't been able to do that. Now, this was something they used to do in the past. There used to be a map on the website. You could go in and activist groups like ourselves were able to see, you know, this place is a hotspot. There's a lot of injury or cycle injury or pedestrian impact in these areas, and, you know, try and get these spots fixed. It's not always necessarily the fault of a driver or a cyclist or a pedestrian. You know, often and sometimes it can be the case of simple bad road design and bad maintenance of our roads that can be a contributing factor to incidents. And when it comes to loss of life, we know that it's not just necessarily bad road maintenance. It's distracted driving. It's driving under the influence, and often, you know, these days, use of mobile phone while driving, that's leading to incidents like
this. Okay, so, and excessive speed as well. But I want to begin, Janet Horner, councillor for the Green Party in Dublin North Inner City. This thing of not getting information from the RSA as to dangerous spots on our roads because of GDPR issues, how can that be applied? Given that surely the information can be provided without identifying the names of the victims, but still making for the common good the information about black spots known to the relevant authorities.
And frankly, I'm completely baffled by how they can continue to claim GDPR as a reason not to provide this data in a situation where people are losing their lives and escalating levels of serious injuries that are changing lives across our roads across the country. It's been something I've persistently requested from them, looked for from them, from when I started as a councillor for Dublin City Council in 2019. I went to them and I said, you haven't produced the data for the last few years. Can we see this data? It will help us look at what is happening on our streets at the moment, identify the black spots for injuries, and hopefully save lives. And they said no because of GDPR. I questioned that, I queried that, I asked for more information on it. They never provided it, they never elaborated. GDPR is a hundreds page long document. The Data Protection Act, similarly, you would have to, if you're going to claim GDPR as a reason not to produce something, you have to be able to cite articles, clauses, explanations. I sent in an FOI at one point. I got so frustrated, I sent in an FOI to the RSA to ask them to produce and show me what engagement they had had with the Data Protection Commissioner regarding the sharing of locational data for injuries and fatalities, and they refused to release any records. But it is apparent that despite not producing records since 2016, they didn't contact the Data Protection Commissioner to try and resolve this issue till 2022. That, to me, again, speaks to an organisation that is asleep at the wheel in terms of road safety when they are the ones responsible for it, and simply not fulfilling the mandate that they have that is urgent, because people are dying, people are being seriously injured, and they are not doing what they need to be doing and showing the requisite level of urgency about it.
So what changes would you like to see made? Is this an issue of personnel? Does it need to be more government control taken over the RSA? What would you want?
I would like to see the current iteration of the RSA disbanded, and I would like to see an entity put in its place that decouples things like licensing and vehicle testing, which are sort of administrative tasks up to a point, from the issues of delivering research and best practice as to what road safety initiatives should look like. So that, I mean, things, for example, like vehicle weight and size, which we know are escalating and come with safety risks, the RSA has never, ever discussed or commented on. Well, sorry, as far as I'm aware, has never really promoted or engaged with those issues. They are serious issues for safety. So I would like to see a road safety authority that is engaging with local authorities, as somebody who sits on safety groups for Dublin City Council, I can say the RSA is poor at engaging with us. Road safety body that engages with local authorities, that is evidence-based, works to best practice, and is able to decouple its interest from that of the car industry. And I have found it very concerning when I've seen car manufacturers branding on the same adverts as the road safety authority is producing, for example. I would say that is a conflict of interest when it comes to tackling what the real danger is in our streets at the moment.
Jason Cullen from the Dublin Commuter Coalition. A final one to you. As a listener, Ken and Clare says, do any of these road safety groups advocate for high vis or helmets for cyclists? I believe, though, that you actually would have high vis paint for cars. Tell us about that.
Well, in terms of high vis, you know, one of the very frustrating things about the RSA is they run these education seminars in schools, and a lot of the parents out there will have had that experience of their 4, 5, 6-year-olds coming home with a high-vis jacket from the RSA and be, you know, told that it's not safe, or get this idea that walking in their own communities, that cycling in their own communities isn't safe. And the RSA are constantly pushing messaging around be safe, be seen, wear your high-vis. But what, you know, in that same instance, they're not exactly advocating for cars to be painted with high-vis paint, you know, and the victim, the poor pedestrian, the child who's being told that they're not safe to walk in their community. They're the same children that we're hoping to get out there and cycle and not end up as a driver in the future. So it's a real constant frustration that it's almost victim blaming. It's trying to put the responsibility on the people with the least amount of ability to change that, when in reality it's vehicle drivers who have the real chance to drive safer, to not drive distracted, to not drive under the influence, and make our roads safer.
Okay, but what about high-vis paint for the cars? Is that required?
Well, you know, if we're going to talk about high-vis jackets for everybody walking down rural communities, as we see from a lot of our councillors and TDs, you know, maybe that's something to start a discussion about. personally, and as an organisation, we'd like to start seeing more enforcement around vehicle drivers. You know, speeding is absolutely rampant, and everything that we have in place, or most of the things we have in place, are reactive rather than proactive. We're about to sign, or the government's about to sign, a €400 million contract for speed cameras, and there's no discussion around automatic average speed cameras on our motorways, which is very simple to put in, which would actually go a huge way in stopping speeding entirely instead of just reacting to somebody that's speeding down the road. Speeding's only happening on these roads because the system is set up to facilitate it.
Thank you very much for being with us. Jason Cullen from the Dublin Commuter Coalition, Councillor Janet Horner from the Green Party, Dublin North Inner City.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.